tuning in to Chaos Culture Radio, dropping knowledge in the studio, you already know.
So, my nigga, when you wear that shirt, you wear it because you built this. You helped build this to where it's at right now.
Yeah. I hear you. Okay.
And it's showtime.
And listen, sometimes I can get philosophical when I'm impassioned about shit.
It's all good. I feel it.
I get philosophical. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And this how we do that. This how we get down here, guys, each and every Sunday, man. Thank you for tuning in to Chaos Culture Radio. You know, make sure you like, share, and subscribe. Hit that notification bell on the right-hand side because you never know when we might hit live. You know, so you know how we get down. But thank you for tuning in. Go ahead, I can't do your thing.
This is your boy, Mr. Prince Hakeem, the chocolate man. I'm here with my guys, a couple of my friends. I call them my brothers, my blood brothers. It's Prince Hakeem from wherever you want to call. And then I got my brother.
This is your man, Ronnie Ron.
This is your boy, the new Jordanero. We about to get it live tonight. Let's go. Let's get it.
I know you like it like this. I know you like it like this, baby. We about to have some grown conversations tonight.
Yes, we are.
Hey. And I'm going to hurt some people's feelings tonight.
I might hurt some feelings tonight, too. Sheesh. It's going to be live tonight for sure.
Roxy, I hope you're ready. Queen Jasmine, I hope you're ready.
Might get a little bit uncut as well. You never know.
Hey, and just for the show, I had made me a shake. I put some weight. Hey, I needed some whey protein for this conversation.
All right.
Some whey protein.
And then also hopefully the chat will be live too. They put it in, you know, they say what they need to say as well. So they might say something that might be good, some that might be hurt some feelings as well, some stuff that might be uncut. So it's gonna be a nice show.
Hey, shout out to Hey, so we already got comments and things. Shout out to my man, Craig Brewer.
All right. Shout out to you, my boy. Shout out.
That's my boy from Boston. He was my producer for the last four of my classic albums.
Okay.
Shout out to you. Yeah, shout out to Craig. Solo Nice. We got the comments. The comments is already here. They here today.
Yes, sir. Yeah, just keep it coming.
Thank you.
The show's going to be... It's
going to
be a good topic tonight, for sure.
It's going to be a topic tonight, baby.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we really want to appreciate all the new subscribers, people that have been tuning in, hitting the for Kel, and also sharing. We really appreciate you guys, because you don't understand, we started off with nothing. We're only like two people watching. Now we got close to 20, 30 people watching. So we really appreciate you guys always tuning in, man. Real talk.
We love every y'all. We love all of y'all. Thank y'all for tuning in. We're going to have some serious conversation tonight. And mind you, if you got questions, please just join the conversation. Don't be scared to ask questions.
Exactly.
Is that who I think it is?
It is.
God is forever.
Make sure your audio correct.
Make sure your audio.
Bear with us, folks. We trying to get the women in, so just bear with us.
Yeah, slowly by slowly.
We're going to give a shout out. Let's give a shout out to all our Chaos Culture Radio family. John Smith, Jabari. Give a shout out to Ray. Mm-hmm. Our beloved Ray. You know who Ray is. That's Ronnie homeboy. You know what I mean?
Yes, yeah, my mentor.
His my mentor. Brother. Shout out to him.
And also shout out to the Chaos Quest family that helped us promote too.
Shout out to Irresistible Lips.
It's not just Ronnie soon. I see other people doing it as well. So yeah. Shout out to you guys.
Shout out to you, John Smith, Jabari.
Me.
Yeah, we hear you. Irresistible hear you. Lips. Shout out to Irresistible Lips. How you doing today, Goddess Feather? Goddess Forever.
Can you hear us?
Yeah, I heard her the first time.
Yeah, I don't know if she has audio problems.
Who is this right here?
I don't know if that's Irresistible Lips or Jasmine. I'm trying to find out.
Yeah.
But I know they have an issue, so that's why.
And also, Chaos Culture family, I would say this: if there's anything you'd like to want us to talk to us when we do pre-recordings, just give us a comment and let us know. Is anything that comes to your mind? That's something big, something you know in the culture you guys want us to talk about during the our pre-recordings? Just let us know. Shoot us something. We'll talk about it for sure. See, John Smith, he said, okay, let me lay down some focus on the track.
Y'all see it? I play it. John Smith, lay that vocal. Lay same down. Time with the number.
Yeah. Bear with us, guys. I'm just trying to get the one.
Bear with us. We're trying to get everybody in.
Yeah, a little technical difficulties, but we're trying. They're trying to come.
I'm telling everybody, I'm trying to get Goddess Forever.
Okay, let me see if she's working.
I think I see Jasmine.
And Net.
That's Net? Yeah, she's also bringing somebody on too as well. So it's Net and Fran and Jasmine and Goddess Forever. So.
Okay.
So but they say it keeps freezing up, so I say, hold on.
Where's Jasmine at? Same number, same time. Same number, same time. The ground and the guy this side. So, ground and the guy this side.
If they got an iPhone, they go on Safari too, can they?
I'm not sure.
Yeah, they can use Safari as well. You can iPhone, use Safari. Okay. Or that will tell them the steps of how to do it. So I'm showing them the screenshot.
Okay.
I think ain't Net on here? She's right here, ain't she?
Yeah, but she said when she's on here, I guess it freezes on her part. I guess she's logged up.
I'm
I
here.
On her part. She's
she, just for every so often, but I'm here.
You're not on Wi-Fi?
I'm out in the street, so I'm using my cell phone.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. No, it's fine. No, it's fine. I'm saying it's working. It's just the other people. I'm just trying to. Cause I told them they could use their phone. You could be anywhere.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Irresistible lips.
I'm done.
How you been?
I've been good, thanks.
Everybody's pulling up. So everybody's here?
Yeah. Is Queen Jazzy coming or is she not coming?
Yeah, she coming as well, yes.
Okay.
Shout outs to Jabari. In the building, John Smith Jabari. In the building.
Welcome, y'all. Welcome.
The gang is official. Shout outs to Irresistible Lips.
Yeah.
Shout outs to Goddess Forever. Our Chaos Culture Radio girls. They've been holding us down from the get go. We love them. Irresistible Lips. Work hard in silence and let your success be your noise. What they do, Jabari? Jabari, I got some protein tonight, just because of this conversation. A protein shake. I had to get a protein shake because this is a serious conversation for ladies, for men. We're gonna talk about something that people don't want to talk about in the culture.
Let's go.
You know what I mean? If I would have tied it the other way, I would have got banned. Yeah, it's a. Hey, listen, it's okay to put black men in the title because black men always get tried.
Yeah.
We got the gang in here, man. Mm-hmm. We just waiting for God is forever. I wish it allowed me to play some other music, man.
Oh, that's some kind of selections you have?
Yeah, like, it's just like... Shit that ain't nobody gonna fucking listen to.
Right.
It's a nice little smooth coffee music. Cigar Lounge.
Yeah.
Cigar Lounge. Shout out to the Top Notch Cigar Lounge.
Sir.
Oh, mommy, God is where all the real steppers are at. Mm-hmm. Big money niggas. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Bear me one moment, ladies and gentlemen. Bear me one moment. Shout outs to the Twitch family who's watching us straight from Twitch.
Yes.
Shout outs to the Twitch.
Yes, sir.
Shout outs to all the family watching us from YouTube. Mm-hmm. We're only qualified to talk about this topic. Anybody else who try is hating. Boys, sure taking them.
Yes, they still taking their time.
God is forever. God is forever.
You can't hear me?
I can hear you now.
You hear me loud?
Yeah, you good.
Clear.
I'm gonna get everybody else in. Go ahead.
Where's Nick?
Man, it's like jumping over obstacles trying to get
How? This is strictly off the internet.
And yeah, I was freezing up and then I came back and yeah, I was like I couldn't hear you, you know, getting out of come back in type of shit. I had to actually go back over and do the. It's difficult. It's not that easy getting in. In here. How'd I put a background?
It's easy.
How?
When I say this is way, listen, this is way easier than what's it called?
That Zoom.
Yeah.
See me.
You didn't have to download no app, no nothing. You just got up right up in here.
And how can he set the ambiance with the music too? So.
Because I selected him. It's because my camera turned off. Let me see.
Yeah. Because your camera.
I laughed.
You gotta turn your camera on. You gotta turn your camera on.
Hold on.
You know, because you know the guys in the comments love you. They love you, Goddess. They love you. They be like, Goddess, you know me, where you at?
Ciao. When I'm home, I like to be comfortable. Especially I had a couple of weeks off from work, but you know I'm at my most comfortable state right now.
And that's no problem. Put on a fitted hat or put on a bonnet, you know.
I ain't put on no fitted hat.
We don't mind a bonnet anymore. It's women's rights, you know.
You know? Got shower caps.
Hey, you can put on a shower cap or a bonnet. It ain't nothing wrong with that. You know what I mean? Shit, they wear bonnets and stuff everywhere else at work, at Walmart. Or,
I don't wear that.
You don't wear nothing? Okay, if you don't got it, then where your natural head is?
I'm in my sunroom. Hold on. In my sunroom, so yeah. Let me see if I can put the lab is we. Oh, you can't see me. No way.
No.
How about now?
No, you're still kind of dark. Okay, you got the background. You got the background now.
Okay, there we go.
There we go. And she got the little nice little, listen, and she got the little nice little bow. The little bow on her head.
Yeah.
Pretty girls like to put bows on their head, like put their bow on the top. Put the bow on the, put the bow on the top. I was gonna listen, Goddess, I was gonna make you feel comfortable. I was gonna put on a ski mask so you feel comfortable. Huh? Since you don't want to show your face, I'll put on a ski mask. Huh?
I'll be happier with the ski mask on.
You be what?
Then I'll be happier with the ski mask.
Okay, then put the ski mask on.
I ain't got
that
name.
Put the ski mask.
Fish.
Hold on. Yo, what's up? Hey, I'm doing the show right now.
Come on.
Hello? I said I'm doing the show right now. Can I call you back? Yeah, you had me on Do Not Disturb, right?
Okay, Brittany. Okay.
Did you have me on Do Not Disturb? Yes or no? Okay then. What? I'll talk to you later. No. What happened? What'd you say, Goddess?
I said it's Jordan's face.
That don't want to put on a ski mask for Goddess, dude.
Jasmine still trying to come in? Because I know she having trouble.
Well, this been a serious struggle live from the gate.
We struggle streaming.
Struggle streaming. We got Goddess Forever. Y'all get her books out.
Okay.
Amazon.
I don't know, it's very simple. I already showed them. Like, I show them the screen on everything.
Oh yeah, it is kind of hard, Ronnie.
How is kind of hard? This is the easiest thing since sliced bread.
No, the problem is it stops.
First,
I had to. Like robot.
The question is you on Wi-Fi? Yeah.
No.
Maybe that's what it is. Goddess Forever, are you on Wi-Fi?
Yep.
She's on Wi-Fi.
See, that's what it is. Because it shouldn't be my issue.
I'm not liking the...
Oh. Yeah, Queen Jazzy has an issue too.
Okay.
Are we going?
Okay.
Am I?
Why didn't work out the technical difficulties? Let's get straight. Let's get into it.
Let's go.
Now, our beloved author, New York, Miami Times author published bestseller. Bestseller. I'm putting that in the name of Jesus. You know that, right?
Didn't exist.
So she said she wants to talk about people being a baby making machine, right?
You know, that.
Oh God, you're breaking up a little bit.
Hello?
Y'all can't hear me now. Go ahead.
There we go.
So she
saying that I seen the Nick Cannon situation that was going on social. I seen a lot of different opinions on it, so I wanted to touch on that because I had something to say about it. Like when it as far as the black community and, you know, stuff.
It's a good question because that idea made me gain a deeper thought. Are black men sexually irresponsible?
It depends. It depends. Cause some black men are like, you have some that is not caring. But then, if we're gonna be talking about Nick Cannon, what he's doing, I don't think he's being irresponsible. I think he's making a cost. I think his decisions are whenever he's doing what he's doing. I don't think he's making a mistake when he's making these babies and stuff. I think he's doing it knowingly.
A lot of regular
men. Go ahead.
Who controls sex?
It doesn't matter who controls sex. No,
I'm just asking a question. Who controls sex?
You tell me.
Oh, now you're playing semantics.
You control sex.
I don't control. Listen.
Who's going to have sex controls sex.
Net says that. So here's the thing. A man can only do what you allow to. So if he's having babies...
We're not going there.
Let's go there. No. We talking about men.
Direct the conversation.
No.
Listen. Conversation.
Let's talk about it in it. Let's talk about it in whole entirety.
First, let's touch on what it's supposed to be, and then we can move on to whatever else. But right, the topic, you keep trying to make everything turn back to a woman, and it's always a woman's fault with you. I don't want to hear that with the topic itself right now. You know, always going back to feminist and women. I don't want to hear that.
One, I'm gonna have to stop. The only reason why I'm gonna
you're coming in and out.
If a man, he already has 7-8. If you are to prevent yourself at number 10,
you're breaking up. You're breaking up. You're coming in.
I like Zoom better.
You like Zoom better?
Yes, we like Zoom better.
How y'all like Zoom better? This is easy.
It's not easy, but you like
reception and the service.
Here's the thing. You still would have technical difficulties if you didn't have, because it's on. You gotta have a good Wi-Fi. Yeah, they say they can barely hear you. They're breaking eight. Everybody in the comment. Everybody's in all in the comment. But here's the thing. Let's get straight to the point. You have some people who are sexually, you have black men out here who are sexually irresponsible. I get that. You know what I mean? You have a lot of guys out here who are slanging pipe and laying pipe down, plumber style. You know what I mean? PVC. But the issue I'm trying to state is, are they the only ones to blame when it comes to being sexually irresponsible?
But this is not that topic. We're not even going to go there. What I'm trying to say.
No, we're talking about this in, Listen.
We are talking about the situation with Nick Cannon. He's making, he's going around making issues with it, but some people have different opinions on it.
Here's the thing.
We're not even going to pretend.
Let me say this. So, back to Nick Cannon, right? He has, what, 10 kids. The five baby mamas are Mariah Carey. Brittany Bell. Abby, Alyssa Scott. And Bree. With Tasia. Well, that's five, right? It's tricky. Okay. You talk about before. It's not the first time I've talked about this before. So what Nick Cannon is doing, he's being sexually irresponsible because babies. I mean, finish. He's having baby by those circle of women because this would be his third child with her. Abby, which he had another set of twins of. And then you had.
Why would you say that?
What was that?
Why would you say that he's being sexually? He's doing.
No. I'm not saying he's not. He's not being sexually responsible. I think he's picking these women. I can't say why because this is something I've never seen.
He's doing it on a spiritual level. Like he has a spiritual reason for what he's doing. I know what he's doing because But at the time, a lot of people who don't understand things, you know what I'm saying, they're bashing them without understanding. That's why I want to do this podcast.
It's not bashing them. Everybody got different views.
But it's not their business. It's not their...
I know it's not everybody's business.
Like...
But it's a celebrity. People gonna gossip about it. It's not like he's not...
Everybody has their opinion. If you don't understand, then just go by... You been letting the man do what he do. That's how I feel like, okay, by me understanding what he's doing, because I know he's like pretty much the reason I'm saying it because I mean, it's a lot of things we don't really discuss sometimes, but he's relating.
Because we already know
what's going on these days. Huh?
So you say he's doing it in a spiritual level, you can relate. Can you elaborate about that? Because I do not understand it.
I don't know how that's spiritual.
It is spiritual.
How is it spiritual? How is it spiritual slanging pipe and leaving babies behind?
If you don't understand spiritual
saying.
I'm not going to really explain.
When you know, if you can be spiritual, if you're not in a broken home, you're the mother of father.
Correct.
Exactly.
Like, this is getting raised singly. Yet, you're proactive. The father, his family bond within the household.
Man, yeah, and they go back to Zoom. Look, she's breaking up. We can't hear.
We
hear you because you got on headphones.
If she was connected to Wi-Fi, this would be a different situation. I love.
But don't I break up too?
No, you sound clear.
I'm connected to
Wi-Fi. No, you sound clear. You're good.
What? Jabari said irresistible. This is good. But I just want to comment on this.
But listen. Let me.
Can I?
Somebody says spirituality, it is not always about the Bible. A spirituality finding your own African history. That's ours. Spirituality is, it has nothing to do with religion. Spirituality is just you finding yourself and being aware and being conscious about your decisions. Is that nothing to do with, oh, you're bowing down to anything. Or that you're worshiping anything. It's just...
Can I ask you something?
I say...
Go ahead, finish.
When I say he's spiritual, I'm just saying that he's a conscious man. So he knows he's making a conscious decision to repopulate. Like, we all know what goes on. We already know that population is what.
John Smith asks, would they be so understanding if it's a fast food employee with 10 kids since it's spiritual?
No, because, I mean, unless you're able take care of you, you wouldn't want to go around just popping out babies if you can't take care of them. That's different. But Nick can, however, so no, when you're a fast food worker, why would them? What sense that make?
How would even women let a fast food worker nut in them?
Where did you? Hakeem, you want to go there? You wanna go there? You know what I always say, the Jean Baptistes and all that stuff to get them a chance, right?
So what I do say you mean? Give them a chance. But this nigga got 10 kids. I'm not telling you to give the nigga with 10 kids a chance. Jean Baptiste don't got no kids at all.
If it's Nick Cannon and he got a bunch of money. He gonna take care of his kids.
Ooh. There we go. But he listen. He got a bunch of money. So
I'm saying he can provide for his kids. It's just like when you say you're gonna have 10 wives. It's the same thing.
He didn't marry none of them.
But he didn't marry them.
It doesn't matter. I don't know.
The thing is, it's like
marriage is a piece of paper. Not everybody want to get married. Marriage is a piece of paper. It's things I hear in this world, systematic and whatever.
But my thing with Nick Cannon is he looks like he's not gonna stop. It looks like he's not gonna stop because y'all know he has enough kids. I don't think he's not gonna stop until
slinging that.
He don't have to stop. He knows exactly what he's doing. Whatever he can, you know, put himself more or whatever. You know what he's doing. That's all I'm saying. I'm just saying that he's making a decision. He's not like just moving and on. He knows exactly. He's not just popping out babies by accident. He's doing this shit on purpose.
So that's sexually irresponsible.
Irresponsible is when you're making, you're just coming over and over. This man is literally I hear the purpose because he knows
that's being irresponsible.
As a matter of fact, he probably even sit down and have a conversation with his woman and say, you know what? He probably made that decision to go ahead and do so.
Listen, and I know what he be saying. Listen,
let's go back to the thing about polygamy. What y'all be always talking about, polygamy was never just about just sex and just having somebody to more than one woman, right? But sexual urges and all this stuff, right? Remember y'all was always saying that?
Yeah, you're correct. You're right. You're right.
Right? The men are here to, right, how you call it, procreate, right? What he's doing, he know what he's doing. I ain't got to say it, but y'all should know what he's doing. Like, come on now.
I'm a kid. Last December, he went to see a therapist. You need to be, You need to quiet down. You need to be celibate. He did that for 1 month and he stopped. He couldn't do it.
And let me tell you something.
He has a problem.
Who should we be mad at? Him or the woman who allowed him for him to nut in?
I'm not mad at
you can't be mad at the woman. The woman doing what the woman do.
Listen, I'm not.
But listen. I bet you when he's on top of them, he's saying, "I'm gonna make you a single mom. I'm gonna make you a single mom."
But you're not mean, are you gonna be a single mom? Take care of his.
if he can take the jobs that a single mom, he's taking care of his women.
You know, they're not married to him. They're not in the same. They're not
they
in the covenant of God.
I'm gonna
make
married.
You a sin. I'm gonna make you a single mom. Yeah.
Hakeem,
I'll tell you this. From the Bible.
Hakeem, I'll tell you this.
When you're saying marriage, you're going off of your belief from the Bible. You're not really listening to. So everybody's not going by trying to. Kinda,
hold on, Goddess. Goddess, Jordan want to say something.
No, this is for Hakeem.
Go ahead, man.
They had to they had agreed about how many kids they're gonna have.
Please.
Because they had to talk about this because like I said, he's having kids with the kids with these five women. So I'm thinking he has to be talking to them, hey, you know, I wanna have a journey, I wanna have this many kids or something like that, or and then also like I said, also, there's some money being aside, and I also say, hey, there's like, and then also he's and the thing is, they're cool with his schedule, and they know how many kids he has as well. So, you know, I mean, why not?
Let me tell you something. Some of the chicks he's shooting his load in, they work with him. Some of them chicks work with him, like he's their superior. You know what I mean? So it's okay for him. It's okay for him to do. He's doing the same thing Future and Tristan Thomas is doing. They're shooting up the club, but they only get a pass because they're pretty looking niggas with money.
No, but actually, they kind of have more money than them, though. They kind of have more money than them.
Yeah, he has. Okay, I agree with that. But the point that I'm trying to get is the fact that he has money. That he's able to shoot the club up with no problem. I've been saying this the last 30 podcasts. Rich niggas do what they want. A woman is not letting a broke nigga nut in them like that. Or letting them be on top of them like that.
I disagree.
That's false. I disagree.
Because that's okay, because I think the black men have a high rate of single parents household. So the women are allowing that to happen. Now the question is, can they take care of them? That's the question.
Right?
Listen. Bear with me on this one. I'm not saying it's not a couple Double D John Johns getting out the way, knocking up some of these. Most of the kids in Miami are produced by one of three niggas.
Well, in the black community,
No. I'm just giving an example. I'm just giving it. What he's doing is irresponsible. Why have that many kids for?
He knows rich what people, he's doing. So
listen, which white people don't got that many kids?
To make the same mistakes over and over again.
Which white people don't got that many kids? Bro, but it's okay for a rich black man to be sexually irresponsible. He looked like a hood nigga with the tattoos on his neck.
How is that
irresponsible?
You if getting he knows on top? What he's doing. You don't understand what he's doing.
I understand what he's doing. He's making damaged women so simp niggas can take care of his kids.
How do you know these women are damaged? Did they tell you they were damaged? How do you know they're damaged?
For you to be okay to have a baby when a nigga just had a baby 3 weeks ago, you're damaged.
Didn't I just say the man know what he's doing? These women probably even know what he's doing too.
No, it's okay because he's a rich skinny nigga with tattoos.
You're judging this man for the decision.
I'm not judging him. I don't got to know him. I don't care. I'm a normal nigga.
That's
I punch clocks. I punch clocks.
What decision that he's making for himself?
I show no. Listen, I show nothing. Skeeting in 20 holes.
That's you. Let the man.
I show nothing. Ain't gonna do that. Oh. I show nothing. Ain't gonna do that. All my kids gonna be from one woman.
You can't take care of all of them, so you know.
All my kids gonna be from one woman, and I ain't gonna have to take care of all of them because I ain't gonna have them.
He not hearing me. Hey, he not trying to hear me.
I can't. I tell you what the end game is, right? This is the end game. This is what it would depends on when the kids grow up. It's how they feel about their father. That's the end game right there.
Fact.
And we'll see. It could be bad. They could be indifferent. But to me, that's the end game right there. How the kids grow up when they be.
I'm gonna give you an example.
Go ahead.
Future's older son. Feel some kind of way about him. I don't know 100%. I read articles. Future's done been on record to call some of his BMs HOEs. You know what I mean? Future's out here having popping them. He's telling people, I'll come visit the baby if you take me off of child support. I'm only using that as an example because just because Nick Cannon's nice to all of his BMs, that don't make it good. Why are you having that many kids with them? Them girls are damaged when you, listen, you're spoiling crap.
No, you're not, and not even that, but you never heard none of the baby mama say anything bad about Nick Cannon. Have you heard? Nothing. But Future baby mama been talking crap about him.
Listen.
What's it called? Baby mama been talking crap about him. Nick Cannon, you haven't heard anything, which means he's taking care of his responsibility.
He is, but he is. But
Future is not. Even though I respect Future, but he is not.
You don't got, listen, he don't got enough pipe to for all these old. Some of these hoes gonna go with simp niggas. Simp niggas is gonna be raising other people's kids.
But not only that, but you don't know what type of agreement they had. That's why people keep on saying, oh, Nick Cannon doing this and they can't do that. You don't know what type of agreement he had with his baby mamas. Because not once Mariah Carey say anything about Nick Cannon.
I could give you another guy's 8 kids with 6 different women. With his kids right now, I'm not hearing Boosie's kids saying any bad by Boosie either. So, yeah, like I said,
got it.
No, Boosie ain't no rich dude. Boosie's a street nigga. So street dudes operate different than a rich dude. You get what I'm saying? So that's only my take on that because Boosie, you already know he's a real street dude. Real street dude. So he ain't gonna be playing that BS compared to Nick Cannon and Future. Future portrayed to be a street dude, but you already know at the end of the day, Future is not really a street dude like that.
No. I wanna ask you a question. When are we gonna get back to the days when everybody have kids with just that one person? And not slinging raw pipe all over the place.
Them days are over with, man. Them days are over with. I think the man has now became softened.
And if you do go back to the days, Hakeem, 50 years, yo.
I'm gonna tell you, be honest with you. Sometimes I judge a woman by her baby daddy. Like if your baby daddy had 6-7 kids and you was his 7th, I'm gonna look at you as damaged goods. Sometimes, depending on the circumstances. I'm trying to have my kids in wedlock. I'm trying to be married to the woman. I'm popping them out. I don't need about 20 kids. That doesn't prove that you're a man. That just proves that you can't conserve your nut.
Yeah.
Rocky, you muted. God is fair, you muted.
They muted because what I'm saying is so powerful.
You know what?
She can't handle it. It's just,
but I don't know how
she
got it. At the end of what it is, is spiritual. Because your finances is still not providing that child the
in one household. Can I tell you something? Irresistible Liz, let me ask you a question. Do you think a man could provide the love and the time for 10 kids?
Having to be adequate. You're still juggling the work. So clearly, you're a lot more time to work than 9 to 5.
So if a purpose, it's like, listen. Listen, it's like what Nick Cannon doing is like when a nigga take the condom off without letting a woman know. That's the same thing.
Who just wants a lot of shit? I feel like pick one shit. Like, I don't know. It's just too much. Different women.
He says, John Smith said women are willing to have 10 kids with you. Sometimes. If you got enough
that's
money.
That's what I'm saying.
Listen, yeah, if you're a paid nigga, you could have not taken a shower and she'll let you hit it raw.
Yeah,
Well, it depends on the woman, but I do agree with Hakeem's assessment. He's telling the truth. If you're a paid dude, certain things women do allow, which is a fact.
Yeah. You could cheat. You could sodomize her. You could do all those wild stuff, and she'd be okay.
That's not all. Some women
Look how Carisha playing herself in front of Diddy. She's telling Diddy, we're just dating. Diddy got other women. She says she's telling him we're in a relationship. She's twerking and sucking. No, he's dating baddies.
And I like to call the Hugh Hefner lifestyle, which he had a rotation of women. He's in the 90s. That's what all Hugh Hefner did.
Yeah.
And that's what the type of man, if you have money like that, you can do that. So you 80s and
90s. I'm just saying this. A woman, if she knows smart, she'll be careful who she have a baby with. When you don't have a baby, or who you have kids with, even when you have kids, you got to make sure you have kids with the right person, because that's going to determine the type of men who going to want to talk to you. If you had a baby daddy and you're the seventh or the eighth child from your baby daddy, mm-hmm. I'm questioning, he been slinging pipe for some years. So he
you know what? By you saying that, I really can't, like, with the Nick Cannon's baby moms, I really can't. Number one baby mom, we all already know, it's Mariah Carey.
He was married to her.
Mariah Carey's not saying anything.
He was married to her.
No, yeah,
but here's the thing.
Sure. Go ahead.
He probably got an NDA. A lot of people wasn't agreeing with that.
Yeah, that's fast.
A lot of people is not agreeing with that. Listen, there's some people who had a bunch of kids with one woman. That's something different. Then when you have different women, you going bouncing from different women. Listen, even to this day, a lot of people wasn't agreeing with what Bob Marley did. And even the Bob Marley kids had issues with each other because they were from different households.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I'm saying? You got all these different personalities you trying to micromanage because your daddy was slanging pipe from different houses. And whoever house he stayed the longest, the other kids from the other houses have issues. Oh, why he over there at Shamika's house like that for? Oh, he's over there with your brother John and them.
So do you think Nick Cannon's on the same thing with Bob Marley, on the spiritual journey with Bob Marley is doing?
A spiritual joint? Listen, I study...
A spiritual journey, yeah. Go ahead.
I'm gonna tell you something. I study Africana studies in school.
Okay.
My boy Craig, who was in the chat, he has actually a degree in Africana studies. Back in the days when Africans were having that many kids, these women were their wives. They all lived in the same house or the compound where they lived at. They were not allowed to talk to any other men. If she was one of the wives of King Ifitunde, she was one of the wives of King Ifitunde, and she kept that status. You're piping women who subsequently are going to be with other men.
I think they are with other men.
And the other men who are dealing with them are sap suckers. Milk behind the ears. She just had a baby, so it's like saying Nick Cannon just put his nuts on your mouth.
Yes and no, because right now we live in a society today, most men don't want to deal with single parent moms. That's a fact. Now they'll sleep with them, but doesn't mean they're gonna deal with them or wife them up. That's the only thing. That's what I say with Nick Cannon's situation. His situation is, you can see that you don't see them women dating nobody else. You don't see no photo with them dating anybody else. You don't see them on dates. You won't be seeing dudes probably hitting them up online, but that's it. But it is trying to smash and go. That's why I keep telling you, you don't know what type of agreement Nick Cannon had with these women. And most of the people he's getting pregnant are the same women. They're not new women like Future is doing. Future, the thing is, Future, see a baddie online, he's getting her pregnant. He got a baby mama right now.
Listen,
so he's working on his seventh.
He went, yeah. listen here. The quality of the women are not the good. The only quality woman Nick has is Mariah. When Mariah left him, she went and got a nigga with a triple bag. My glass is not fogging up. I'm serious. When Mariah left, when Mariah stopped dealing with Nick, she went and got a nigga with a triple bag. It's the quality of the woman. This man is getting radio host and hostess pregnant. These are not Michelle Obama type women. Same thing with the women that Future is getting pregnant. Personal trainers, exotic dancers. You'll be lucky if this kid is able to work at Walmart. You know what I'm saying? Now, mind you, George Foreman had a lot of kids. The George Foreman guy with the grill, all his kids is from one woman. The Arab boys have a lot of kids, but every single woman they had a baby with, it was considered one of their wives, so they was under that cloak of respect. You see what I'm saying? So when you become a number, when you becoming a number for a Double D John John's baby, you just a number. Listen, John Smith said Nick Cannon women are artificially inseminated and signed a confidential agreement. That's what John Smith said. Why would you want to subject your girl to something like that? When you know the end goal is marriage. Most niggas, listen, society don't respect single women. I'm keeping it a gutter with you. Society does not respect single women or single moms. They use y'all as numbers and pandering tools to make an assessment. I'll be damned if you think you're gonna hold any weight and you're single. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Or you running around here? No, man. People respecting people who are married. They be like, hey, this is such and such wife. And they make it clear. Hey, my name is this last name. That's my maiden name. But don't call me by my maiden name. This is my last name.
Yeah,
you see what I'm saying?
I respect me and my wife and everything.
Yeah.
It's different. It's a little bit different. It's a difference to be.
The problem with the black community is they say it's a single parent household. They say that is the problem, right? But if you have a man that's taking care of his kids, don't that take away the single parent household because now the father is there at the home. He's taking care of the kids.
That's the whole
issue they've been saying from the get go.
No, you got to be physically in the house.
No, you do not. Somebody can be physically in the house. You could be in the single parent household.
You got to be physically in the house. That's my.
Somebody can be in the house, Hakeem, and still be in the single parent. It's still being a single parent household. They won't do nothing for the kid. The guy is there and he's getting his ass up and going to work. Do nothing for the kids at all.
You
have a man that even though he's not there in the house, but he's making sure his kids get the best health care, the best care he or she needs, his kids, making sure she got food in her stomach, and make sure the mom is taken care of. I don't have a problem with it.
Listen, you're a single mom with assistance from your baby.
Oh my God, bro.
That's no different than receiving assistance from them.
Correct. Fact.
Not providing.
No. You're a single mom. Emotion. If the nigga's not in the house with you, you're a single
and
mom.
The other sister. Exactly my point. I don't care what you do. Find out there to assist, taking that child back before school, maintaining and watching their grades, counseling, motivating.
them trying to keep them focused on it comes to parenting. Money ain't it from what it is. Because a check is not going to stop your kid doing all the wrong things that they're not supposed to. It takes some guidance. One-on-one guidance. And not just telling them, being a role model for them. A check ain't it.
I disagree. The money is it. If the money is not it, most women ain't going to deal with most of these men out here in the streets. Money it. Money is God in the United States of America, and that's a fact.
Listen,
and most women, that's what most women worship money.
United States, if that might be the case, but that is not. I don't care how much money you come with. It does behavioral and developmental issues. You know what it takes for a parent, a single parent, these days on a day-to-day basis, get that support.
But this is the thing, Shanae, if you say money ain't it, how come you have a lot of single parents, which is our mothers, a lot of single mothers doing PPP loan frauds? Because they need money. They don't care about the man. The money is the all be all.
They need money. Parents. You don't know if they're needing so they're trying to make ends meet. You don't know if they need that one with three kids, and they want to make sure they have reliable transport for reasons that are neither here nor there, and they don't want to break away, make a way to make
me.
Yeah, we at the end of the day, yes, we hear you, Roxy. Regardless of what the funds are, to want the money, we're not talking about what the parents need. We're talking about what mentally okay.
Hey. I get what you're saying, but
what
as a man, it's
about?
My job to be. I get what you're saying, but as a man, it's my job to be mentally strong for my kids and for my woman, whoever I'm dealing with. Rather be 10, 20, 50, doesn't matter. I have to be mentally strong. At the end of the day, Kenny's a smart guy. He knows what he's doing.
How are you going to be mentally strong?
Hey, that's what I'm saying. He knows exactly what everything else is doing.
If you're not in a household, how are you strong?
It's his job. Yeah. It's his job to provide shelter for the woman and for the child. That's it. That's a man's purpose on this earth, is to provide shelter for my woman and shelter for my child, and make sure my child is taken well taken care of. Now, if I have a woman that's down with my program, I'll make sure she's taken care of as well.
A boy.
Think that.
That just means
you a man.
That just
means
you
so
a
she
check.
Don't turn into a hoe.
But Hakeem, most men are checks. You understand? Most men are checks. And I was like, what we're doing here? What we talking about here? Everybody know at the end of the day, most men are checks.
What the hell are you guys talking about? We got here. What the fuck is that?
I'm talking about the responsibility of Nick Cannon taking care of his responsibility as a man.
Check.
But that's not what I'm
talking about. I thought this was about the kids. Fuck the check. Anybody can cut a check. Wants to be raised effectively to be happy.
But who's to say that he's not there for his kids?
Okay, the bullshit.
Is though.
Because Ron is saying that he's not going to be in the house. All he has to do, I'm trying to understand. There's nothing else to do for him but to cut a check. He's short of a man. How to be a man.
No. Okay, but I'm home.
Let's say I'm home. I ain't got no job. Let's say, perfect example, I'm home. I ain't got no job. You home?
Be home. Out of 20 single family homes, how many showing them and role modeling them what it is to be a man, what they should be expecting from a man?
I don't know the full story of what happened to Cannon in household and whatever. How that's going on. I mean, I can't
tell you. He was raised in a single parent household. He didn't have his father in the
blood. In general.
He didn't have his dad in the blood.
Okay, but speaking in general, if we're speaking in general, we're talking about men with money. What are we talking
about? Well, Ron was just a man is a So pretty much if he
ain't no damn check, because a lot of these women these days are working themselves. What are you talking down on women like?
Yeah, the reason about the reason why the women are working themselves because the man not being a check in the household. That's why she's doing what she gotta do, because the man's not being a check in the household. If the man was doing his job, being a check in the household, sometimes the woman won't be working. Most women will be at home.
Sometimes you have a two-income house. What is that? Is the man still a check then?
You're not giving up? Yes, because she's working. The only reason why she's working is because the man's not making enough.
Listen. Now, women would love to stay home. Of course we would.
Of course,
a lot of women are not at home doing nothing. Like, come on now.
I never said the woman was lazy. I never said that.
If a man and a woman can stay home and take care of what she needs to take care of, that's the balance that a man and a woman have. She can do her part, and the man can still do his part, and then they can still have that balance in the house. But at the same time, she's doing, like, you know, say a man don't like to be dominated. Let's be real. Like,
yeah, but do you know, but Roger, do you know the number is high for women, the working women that's working today? You know the number is high of them being single and dying alone. You know the number is high, right? Because man is not looking for a woman to work anymore. A man want a woman to stay her behind home, so and he can worry, be the dad and be the man he want to be.
What woman would not like this? Woman won't like to stay home if she have
to. Not a lot of women.
A lot of women today don't want to stay home. Most women say they want to work.
They want to work.
But I thought you guys say that women are looking for men for a check. They work if they're looking for men.
That's what I'm saying. They are. But most women want to work. So the men are looking for the woman that wants them to be a check. Nick Cannon got women that want him to be a check. And that's what he's doing. He's being the check. He's taking care of his responsibility. He said, in exchange, I'm going to be the check. In exchange, I want you to have my kids. And that's what they're doing.
Yeah.
How many kids
he going to
have by the day he dies? Really? I don't know.
But you gonna have at least 20. You gonna probably have 20.
Hey, I want to know. I want to ask the lady this question. How do you feel?
How many kids that man want to have? That's his business.
How do you feel?
I agree.
I want to phrase it this question. How do women feel knowing that you having a baby from a nigga who just nutted in somebody 30 minutes prior before you?
Well, you asking me? Oh, yes, the panel.
But you know that. Don't do that knowingly. You know we don't know that shit.
But I'm just saying, if he just had a baby a couple weeks ago and he's been a baby making machine before he got to you,
baby don't happen in a couple of weeks now. Come on now.
The question I'm trying to say is, you know you don't have him 100% to yourself. He's nothing in the other
people. It's not about having him 100% out there.
You so got to ask your question. Can I ask a question? If you had somebody who was willing to financially take care, and you know he was having different kids, would you let him? Would you have a baby with him?
Oh, good question.
Mindset.
That's a good question.
Good question.
It would depend on his mindset. If he had the mindset that I needed, an issue was that he had other kids or other women, whatever the case may be.
No. Let's say he just
that he had other kids.
He just had a newborn, like 3 weeks ago. He had a newborn.
What is his mindset?
Why would that even matter? He just had a newborn 3 weeks ago. And he wants to nut.
It does matter. I'm not gonna judge him based on what the.
And he wants to shaboing boing with you.
Okay, but what is his mindset? How does he operate? You operate up here in your mind. Guy that, you know, take care of, provide, take care, do all the things I need a man to deal with. Are you a hit it and quit it and run around type of guy? Well, what am I dealing with?
He just had a baby 3 weeks ago. Are you willing to deal with him?
Where's his mindset?
So you don't mind?
Pretty much, yeah. She willing to deal with him. If she keeps saying what his mindset, I mean, yeah.
Okay. So basically, yes. you're dealing with a Nick Cannon type.
Where does he? What?
You would deal with a Nick Cannon type.
If he's running around, I would deal with a Nick Cannon type. Me knowing that he had the kids and we had a conversation, and I know where we are, where I know where we I know what Nick Cannon is about. I know spiritual mindset. I know what he's about. Understand, I know.
So they're asking you in the comment, Goddess, would you agree to have Nick a child? Would you give Nick a child?
Knowing right that now, just say, hey, let's have a baby. You damn right.
Whoa.
What I told you? Look at Jordan. He's just shaking his head. I took off my head on that one.
I know his mindset on a spiritual level.
I can't show's over. I just said that. Show's over.
Don't play with me. You know not play with me.
Women don't care, man. I'm telling you. Women only see men as it. There's nothing wrong. That's what women supposed to do. Man get his confidence through his money, through his resources, through his wealth. That's where we get our confidence from.
No, like his mind. I know his
women want to be home. They want to be housewives.
So check this out.
Why ask me a question? You're going to put what the fuck I'm saying. You ain't trying to understand me. You're trying to judge what I'm saying.
Go ahead.
It's for you. You go to college, I mean, they help you respect other people's mind. You're supposed to respect other people's mind, opinions, so what the fuck they feel. Who are you to judge anybody? Who to say that you live living right? You don't know until you just know what you subconsciously program fucking know. All I'm saying is, based on mindset, I would definitely go like. So next question. What?
No, because you went left for no reason. I was like, what the hell are you talking about? But whatever. This is another question. Because they didn't even say you dodging.
Based on his spiritual mindset, that I would have a child because we're talking about some regular as anybody where it's like his mind and maybe not. I wouldn't even let him probably even touch me because I just can't. I can't bother him. The mindset that I
know. No, but God is forever. God is forever. Most women want powerful men. Powerful men mean a man that's he's stable, he have wealth, he have access, and he know how to dominate women.
Listen, or a powerful mindset, or a powerful man, unapologetic man, a man that do what the fuck he want to do and don't give a fuck about what nobody.
So, Goddess, let me ask you a question. So if a nigga had his money up,
you're powerful and you control everything.
Listen. Listen. If a nigga had his money up and he stepped to you, and he says, "I'm gonna financially take care of you and the kids that you already got. I just need you to bust it for a real nigga and have
his mindset.
And have a listen. Don't and have a couple. Yet, listen. It's just a yes or no question. I'm gonna ask you a question." And I was financially secure, and I need you to bust it down some more.
Financial security. What happened to his mindset? How does he think? I'm not gonna give you a straight answer.
No, but you have financial security. But Rashi, God is having financial security. You have to have a certain mindset, so you know his mindset is in the right way. You have financial security.
I'll take care of you.
Well,
anybody can say I have money. On point, then I mean I can't bother with you. I've had that plenty of times. I don't waste my time because it's like, you know how many. Bro. Let me take a deep breath. Hold on.
go drink some wine. Go have some wine.
I don't do
it. But the question that coming from us. The question coming from the chat. They don't want to ask the question.
Hey guys, listen. I've had plenty of guys. On that mindset, like they can do this and do that. That's fine, but if your mind is not operating the way that I see fit, it's not gonna go with me. I don't care how fine, how much money. I don't care if your mind ain't where it need to be. It's a no go for me.
So you'll date a broke nigga that ain't got nothing?
It's maybe.
All right, fair.
All right, fair enough.
I've
dated a guy that didn't have no money because his mindset was like he was.
Then why you ain't bust it down? Why you ain't drop a baby for him?
I did. Yeah.
Oh damn.
Excuse me.
No, it's hey. Excuse me.
Next.
Excuse me.
You excuse. See, the people won't like you. Somebody. They don't like her forever because she real. At least she real.
I'm very much talk about nothing. Like nobody say. I'm very much unapologetic about anything I say or do. Like you can't judge me based on my opinion because I'm gonna have one regardless.
No, we're not judging you here. The thing that we ask you questions. Asking you question, most women think the same. Majority of women do think the same way.
Why would you think I judge you? I've never judged you before. I care about you.
You care about.
I care about you.
Okay. I'm gonna let him.
No, I can't get quiet, so you don't trust me. And you got quiet.
Nah, because he trying to. I had to bust him like I'm not going to be real about what the hell I'm saying. Like, come on now. Look who you're talking to. I listen to Anna with female perspective. Like, come on. Come on. I think like a man, too.
Somebody asked you a question, too. John Smith said, why are women lying about securing the bag? To you, Roxy.
Why are women...
Women lying about securing the bag. Yeah.
I mean, I've had friends that lie about securing the bag because they're trying to make it seem like they're in a higher position than they... So, I mean, so they can get a certain type of guy. No people that have done it. So, I think that's one reason. The other reasons is like... They just want high maintenance type, you know. That's all I can give. They just want to seem like they're higher than their means, basically, like, you know.
Yeah, Goddess Pepper, why would you think I'd judge you? Like, I didn't understand that.
But based off the conversation, it seems more judgmental than understand that trying to get it.
But like, have I ever judged you?
You're not trying to grasp. But you're just trying to like
I do grasp it, but we're two different people, so I'm gonna think differently.
We are. Yeah, I don't
somebody somebody asked, what's the relationship like with your broke baby daddy?
Bro.
Man, that's just, they go
back then. Listen, we was young, I was in high school, and he was, of course. But now
I want to ask you first before you answer the question. I want to ask you first, do your baby daddy watch the show?
No.
Okay, then go ahead.
that is.
No, go ahead. You can finish. Sorry. Go.
I'm surprised Shanette ain't say nothing.
No, she having a problem. She having a problem with the on her connection.
Okay, because I was thinking she might be scared of this conversation.
No, she was talking about her connection. She was like, freezing.
Why somebody laughing? What
are
they laughing at?
No, they laughing because I think it's the answer. Like, you're a realist, I'm telling you. It's shocking. Like, when you be talking, it's funny. That was it, because you real with it. Like, you ain't bullshitting.
I'm just honest. I don't know how.
Pretty soon, they're going to be like, oh, you need to have your own podcast. You real. You be going in. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, but this person, they say laughing my ass off.
Yeah, you real. That's the thing. I'm telling you. I be telling people all the time that God forever is real. She's going to tell you the real.
Because I don't care. I love unapologetic people. Hell, I am. I don't apologize for nothing. Like, I apologize for stuff, but like, for being me type. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Now, you got a point.
No.
You got a point.
No. Like I said, and we appreciate it, like speaking your truth. We definitely appreciate it.
And like that, we do want to apologize to the fan as well. Today was a technical difficulty, man. We had a lot being set up. Well, we're gonna get it together for next show. We want to make sure.
Why that you we just see
me talking? I took it off because I want everybody to see my face. I want you to see my face.
Smile. Let us smile. Let's see you smile. Pearly white.
She bring you out there. Hell no.
Nah. I ain't gonna lie, like fucking with Hakeem, cause Hakeem be having me rolling.
Yeah, but any final words, guys?
Strap it up. And if you strap it up, and if you're a paid nigga, you can have babies like Nick Cannon. But if you're not a paid nigga, marry your woman and have your kids with that one woman. Two minimum.
My thought,
yeah, not, and also, is, go ahead,
my thought is, if you get your money up, man, you have a lot of options. So that's all I gotta say. If you wanna do what you wanna do, go ahead. I'm not gonna say anything. Go ahead. That's my thought.
Go ahead.
I say respect the divine feminine as well as. Also, if you're a man that's gonna take care of the children, be there for the woman that you have kids with, judge you and tell you what to do and how to do it, or none of that. That's not me. But make sure that you
to make sure shout out your IG and your Facebook or whatever, so people can subscribe.
Tell them where they can find the book.
Yeah, and your book as well.
Like Amazon, Barnes and Noble. I mean, you can also hit me up on Goddess Forever. That is official Goddess with the number 4. And then you can hit me up and I'll get you a book. Like, you know.
And also
ASAP. Part 2 coming out within the
premiere.
I wasn't done wrong.
Yeah, no, I realized. I'm sorry. Year. I just realized that. But yeah, I just realized that. I was in my bag. Go ahead.
Yo, I'm just saying, what's up with Goddess challenging
me?
What? I said, what's up with you trying to check people?
She checking me, man. She checking me out. No, but I admit, she's right. I told you she's right. She's right.
They say, oh, he blushing. They tell you, Hakeem.
Yeah, I'm talking about me.
God, yeah, she is single, guys. Goddess Forever is single.
Goddess, do you feel you were sexually responsible for having a baby? No, actually, my son was made out of love. That was a conscious.
So it wasn't sexually responsible for having a baby with a broken baby. So, but right now, I got to be paid to have a baby with you.
First of all, I said that when I met him, he was broke. I didn't say that. I said his mindset was where it needed to be. And he was just broke. That was it. I never said he stayed broke. Now, come on now.
But I'm asking, at this age right now, with your youth, would you have a baby with a broke dude or a nigga with some cash?
I'm not having not right.
How old are you, by the way?
You never was asking woman by her age, Hakeem.
But why would I always say that? Why y'all supposed to shame your age?
That's
I'm not giving out my name.
No, that's
because I don't look my age, so why would I give out my age?
No, you don't.
Well, anyway, you already know how old you is anyway, but I'm not going to say it.
I'm 21.
Listen, you don't look your age. That's what I'm saying. Like, that's what I'm saying. I'm thinking you're going to drop at least a couple more kids. Would your kids feel all right?
My opinion is just that. My opinion. But like I said, my opinion is way different from who I am. Like, I'm a monogamous person and the way of the world.
The question is, are you willing to start over if you have a, if you get a new boyfriend?
Duh.
Oh.
I've been single for a very long time. I've been finding myself. I love who I am, and I mean, that's just it.
So the question is, let's say you meet a guy with no kids. Are you going to pop it for him?
Oh, good question.
I don't know. I don't know.
Man, that's a good question tonight. That's a good question.
Yeah. Like, are you willing to make him happy and give him at least two or three more kids to add on to what you already
got? Two or three? Yeah. Wait, hold on. What? Two or three?
That's a good question, though. That's something to think about. Because if you get a man that you finally want.
Listen, when you get up in your age, you ain't trying to be popping out no babies. You trying to go ready.
You know, I ain't gonna lie. I hear that a lot from women.
I guess a lot of women are going to be single because most men who have no kids and who want a lineage, like for real, a woman who get with me, they at least got to have a woman who get with me at least got to have a three minimum.
Me too. I agree. Three or four.
Three or four. Four minimum.
Yeah, they said Ronnie told me her age later.
I can't do that, big dog. I can't do that. I can't do that, big dog. I wish I could. She'll kill me. Can't do it.
Yeah,
I'm like, because
you're gonna have to agree
to at least have a full minimum.
No, but I like the idea. I mean, that's really good. Four. Listen. I don't understand why people always have one kid. See, I don't understand that one kid
that's
thing.
I'm gonna just get an older, like I'm gonna get an older man that already got, you know, older kids.
Yeah, I heard women say the same thing too. They say they go with a man already have kids, so don't have to deal with the headache.
Yep, go give me.
That's a good topic, though. That's a good topic to talk about.
Yeah.
That's a really good topic. Man, that's going to be coming in.
Not everybody want to get married, John.
Listen, look what
not
we
not everybody
want
to have children. So I can always meet somebody that doesn't want kids or anything. I didn't say I didn't want no more.
John Smith said
two or three kids. Yeah, right. Not have kids any more is way too much.
Listen, John Smith said
two or three kids is like, come on now.
If not having any more kids, how do you expect to get married?
I see it, but I'm.
Mm.
I'm saying like it depends on what me and my husband decide what we figure on whatever we decide about no three and two or three and whatever Hakeem talking about.
Like me, I mean I won't marry a woman that got her tooth tied. I would not marry one that got her tooth tied.
I'm not tying my tooth, but I'm just saying like
you tying your tooth tied. Then you
wouldn't have a problem. We're having popping two or three more kids out.
X don't want that anyway.
John Smith asking the questions, boy. Don't say that's not us. That's the people on the comment. They asking the questions.
He asking them tonight though.
He's coming
them tonight though.
He's coming hard.
I see.
He did his homework.
Yeah.
He coming hard, but those are really good questions though.
That's true, but compatibility. You don't have to get somebody that want kids if you don't. Come on now. You can always get somebody that's on the same level as your kids.
Which is true. You shouldn't be on equally yoked. Get somebody on the same level as you.
To be honest, right now, I ain't gonna lie. I'm at my peak in my peace right now, so I'm really just happy. I'm single. I'm happy. I have, like, real, real good. Like, but if I do meet somebody, don't I mean it is what it is. I'm just, you know, him right now.
Listen,
even he said sugar daddy.
Listen, even if I become a sugar daddy in my later life, she still gotta pop one.
I don't mind a sugar daddy, shit. Why not?
But if I'm gonna be a sugar daddy, I gotta see some investment. You gotta drop at least one.
Listen, I'm good. I don't mind a sugar daddy. Sugar daddy will love.
But are you gonna drop one if you got a sugar daddy?
Sugar daddy, I'm dropping one for.
Huh?
Yeah, because mommy gotta do whatever the sugar daddy wants.
You better go.
I'm asking.
Sugar babies, who knows?
No.
I'm not dropping no baby for no sugar. Hey, listen, stop filming. And he rolling too. Ethan.
Oh my God.
What? Would you drop a baby for your sugar mama?
I would.
But most sugar mama don't want kids. They don't. Yeah. They chase you out. They don't want kids.
I'm not all in there.
For your sugar mama?
Yeah. She say, hey, I'll pay you $65,000 for you to drop one. I said, where you want me to nut?
To me, where's the woman that you can nut?
Look, Jabari said he would too, and she was like, I want this. Listen, if she came and said, I want this in vitro, baby. I said, well, you want me to nut, baby? You know, like, listen, I said, you don't need
five.
Hey, I said, you know, you don't gotta go. You know, you don't gotta go to the doctor to get this nut. I'd give it to you for free.
Yeah.
What if she's like 65 or something?
Who cares? You don't, don't 65 your mom looking good, dude. Said, don't 65 you looking good. I seen from 65 that look good. But anyhow, man, it was a great topic. We got more topics coming. And I was gonna tell you guys, make sure you subscribe to Sassy Net, Miss Chanette, who was on the show earlier. Her IG is Sassy S-A-S-S-Y Net N-E-T-T-E on IG, so check her out. She's also on, she also have her own business as well. So check out her page on IG. And also Jasmine Nicole, she was here the other, like three podcasts ago. She was on Why the Good Man Cheap. So she was supposed to be on the podcast as well. So of course we had technical difficulties, she was not able to make it. So you make sure you go subscribe to her channel as well on IG. And you already know this is how we get down each and every Sunday. You know, thank you for tuning in to KF Coach Radio. Make sure you like, share, and subscribe. And hit that notification bell on the right hand side. You never know where you may go live. You might miss out. So thank you for tuning in. This is how we get down each and every Sunday. KR Culture Radio, we are out. Peace.
Peace. Let's go. Man, I just appreciate y'all just listening. Stay tuned for the next episode.